Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Calico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Praise the Lord, everyone. We're just blessed to be back on Blog Talk Radio tonight to lift up the name of Jesus, and we just want to just tell you to like and share the broadcast for us and tell all your friends and your neighbors about the broadcast so we can get the broadcast out to others. We appreciate all of our listeners from all over the world. We thank God for you, and we just want you to join in with us and worship the Lord with us tonight. And we just want you to pray for a friend named Andrew that has had a stroke and has blood clots. He's needing prayer. So remember him tonight as we're on here, and others also that really need a touch from God, but we'll tell about them later. We want to thank our pastor for taking the time coming here and preaching for us. We thank God for all the ones that come on here and help us out. Without them, we couldn't do it. So we just thank God for all the ones that are helping us here. And we just want to tell all the Facebook listeners out there that if you have any prayer requests or anything like that, just put them in the comments and we'll get back with them. And we just thank God for every one of you. And we're coming out of Matthew 25:1 tonight, and I'm going to read it here. It's talking about the 10 virgins. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise and 5 foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil with their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And, you know, that's just like people today. They'll get on fire for the Lord and live for the Lord for a little while, and then they'll back up on them. And, you know, we ain't got time to do that because we're not promised tomorrow. There's people going out of here every day, and if we ain't got our lamps burning, and that means if we ain't got the Spirit of God in us and we're not a Christian, then when the Lord comes, then we'll just be going to hell instead of heaven. So we got to always be sure that we got everything under the blood and that there ain't no spot, blemishes, and no kind of sin in our lives. And I'm going to read verse 6. And at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. All those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. You know, a lot of people think they can get to heaven on mommy or daddy's religion and all this stuff, but you have to go to Jesus yourself, and you have to be bought by his blood. You have to be You have to ask Amen. Jesus to forgive you of your sins yourself. Yeah, you yeah. can't let somebody else do it for you. You got to do it yourself and then walk therein and live for the Lord. That's how you make heaven your home. You can't just
Amen.
Can't just say I'm a Christian and then never dart back into the church. Never live for the Lord again. You've got to always keep your lamps burning and stay on fire for the Lord. Let me read, see which verse I was on.
Thank you, Lord.
Verse 9, I believe. But the wise answered, saying, not so. Oh, well, I read that, but I'll read it again. Lest there be not enough for us and you, but go rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they were, and while they went to buy, the bridegroom come, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. And I got to thinking about when Noah was preaching and trying to get people to, you know, turn from their wicked ways and everything. They wouldn't listen to him, and he kept trying to warn them, you know, to be ready and everything. And they didn't want to listen to him, and the door was shut. And God shut the door, and Noah couldn't open it.
Right.
Whenever they was wanting, you know, to come in, he couldn't open it for them because God had shut it. And
Hallelujah.
That's just like with us. If we're not ready when the Lord comes, then we're not going to make it in. So we got to be sure to be ready and to have our lamps trimmed and burning.
Yes, amen.
We're going to have Tim come around now and sing some songs. And then we're gonna get our pastor to come and obey the Lord.
Praise God, bless him, Jesus.
Greater is He in me. Here he lays. Don Harrison. Here he is.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank God this afternoon to be able to come and gather with you and share with you the blessings of the Lord. And we're just so thankful for another day the Lord has given us, another broadcast night that we're able to come and share with you the Word of God and the songs that Brother Tim sung and the scriptures that Sister Betty read there. We're so blessed to know this man called Jesus.
Amen.
And we all, as Tim sung that song, we all need a Savior.
Amen.
And there's only one. And I pray that everybody recognizes that we all do need a Savior.
Amen.
And there's only one to go to.
That's right.
Praise God, any time, day or night, He's always right there with His ears open unto the cries and the prayers of His people or them that's lost. None done without Him. Praise God, He's right there to hear and to answer and to move for you if you'll call upon His mighty name. Praise God, He asked Israel one time, said, "Why will you die, O house of Israel, and wonder today, why will people die?"
Amen.
Praise God, lost and undone. Without the Lord, why we don't call upon His name?
Amen.
Praise God, and I realize that the Bible said, if this gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost. Hallelujah. And I was one time blind as I could be. And everyone that's out there that's lost is blind and don't really realize,
amen,
praise God, where they really at. And I guess everybody is planning on somewhere down the road is making it right and going to heaven and to live with Jesus forever and forevermore. But we just put it off maybe a little bit too long, and I think we've got plenty of time left to get ready. Praise God, but we know not what tomorrow holds.
That's right.
Life or death, praise God,
yeah,
and sickness and sorrow. And you know, it just ain't only the old people that's fallen dead with heart attacks and strokes and other diseases, but our younger generation. More and more of it today that is happening too. And that's why, praise God, everybody, when they come to the age of accountability to know right from wrong,
amen,
hallelujah, and hear the voice of the Lord and begin to speak to your hearts, that's when you need to come and
amen,
call upon His great and mighty name.
Yeah.
Church, I tell you, friends, his ears is open under the prayers and the cries of His people.
Amen.
Hallelujah, that will cry day and night unto the Lord. I appreciate. I'll back up a little bit and look back at the people that was praying for me when I was lost and undone without God. Moms and dads, friends, and loved ones that took time out to pray for this old lost boy. Praise God, and I'll tell you, if it hadn't been for somebody praying and somebody crying out to God, and the Lord heard their prayers and their cries, hallelujah. I thank God for that tonight, for people that's praying, people that's calling upon the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So friend, if you don't know Jesus in the free pardon of sin, and I know you're planning on making it right before you leave here But don't put it off too long. Don't reject the call of God and the Spirit of the Lord. It's a dealing with hearts and lives.
Amen.
He's knocking every day at somebody's heart. He's calling people unto repentance.
Yes.
Hallelujah. If only they come and surrender and accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Praise God. I tell you, friend, Jesus loves you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. It just wasn't only me, and it ain't only the people that saved.
Thank you, Jesus.
That he loves, but he loves not lost. Fallen boy or girl, ever how deep you are in sin,
Amen.
Jesus loves you,
Amen.
And he wants to bring you out of sin,
Amen.
And save your soul. Praise God, and write your name down in the Lamb of life. I'll tell you, I count it an honor and a joy to be able to be here with you, and I desire your prayers. My voice is a little bit rough, preached for a few nights in a row, five or six, think maybe the sixth night, but I got good news to tell people. And the Lord, as long as the Lord Jesus puts it in my heart and my mind, I want to put it out and tell you,
yes.
Praise God, what a Savior that we've got is
yes.
Standing there crying and bidding, hearken unto me, come to me, all you that labor and heavy laden. And he said, I'll give you rest.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Brother Tim sung that beautiful song. There tonight we all need a Savior. Praise God, and he's the only one.
Amen.
Only one you can call on.
Right.
Hallelujah, in your dying hour and in your time separation, only one you can call on that's got the power and the authority to forgive you and me of our sins.
That's right.
And write our name down in the Lamb of the Light. If it was possible, no doubt moms and dads, praise God, would fix it for their children. All could go to heaven. Hallelujah. But I'll tell you, it takes Jesus coming into your heart and your life, and you have to open up and ask him to come in. And he said, I'll come in, and I'll take my bow inside of you. He'll bless you. He'll move for you. I pray this broadcast to go out all over this world and tell people, if you're down and out, the Lord's able to lift you up. If you're discouraged and downhearted, look to Jesus tonight. Praise God, he's our peace, ain't he? He's our joy. He's our helper in the time of need and in a time of trouble. We call on his name, and he's right there to hear our cries and our prayers, and able and mighty to move for us. Praise God, he didn't only bore the stripes for my and your healing, he shed his blood that you and I could be redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, and that we could make heaven our home.
Amen.
Look to him. Tonight, praise God,
Jesus.
Call on his name. Oh, he's right there. His ears are not dull.
Amen.
That he cannot hear. His arm is not short. That he can't reach down and save you.
Amen.
He will save you. He will forgive you. He will put peace and joy in your soul and in your heart. Hallelujah.
Praise
We're blessed.
Amen.
Praise God tonight, but to know him. I just can't get it told how good. I do not have the words to go into the fullness and the deepness of this thing and how that Jesus Christ loved you and me and died first.
Amen.
Praise God, because he had love towards us.
Yeah.
Praise God, and we're living in a world today that people is running this away, and they're running to and fro, seeking rest,
Amen.
and finding none. Sister Betty Reddy's there tonight, and they're going to be multitudes and multitudes that go to church maybe every Sunday or every Sunday night or Wednesday night, but they don't have no oil in their vessels. Praise God, all these little virgins she read about, praise God, they all had been cleaned out. They were virgins, they're pure, holy. But my, when it comes time, they did not have no oil.
Amen.
What does that oil represent? It represents the Spirit. And friend, there's multitudes and multitudes out there today that go to church, and they're real good people, but they don't have no Spirit. They don't have no oil. Praise God in their lamps. My, we need to be filled up.
Amen.
With God's power, with God's Spirit. Praise God, with Jesus Christ living in me and you.
Yes.
Oh, brother, when he comes in, praise God, I believe he'll fill us with his Spirit.
Yes.
And he'll fill us with his anointing.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I believe we can testify about him and about his love and about what he's done for you and me.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I tell you, praise God, we're blessed.
Amen.
Lord Reed, I thank God for all of our brothers and our sisters
yes.
that's tuning in and praying. For me, Brother Berger down in Texas. Praise God, Brother Ron down in Cleveland, Tennessee.
Yes,
people all around and about. And I've been around and been in churches with services. How God's blessing and how God touching. And I appreciate how the prayers, and I pray how that my word don't go out vain, but they'll accomplish and they'll touch somebody. They'll visit people wherever they're at. If they're dying lost, they'll touch their heart and they'll see the need. If they sick and down and out, well, I'm telling you, the Lord loves you. He can lift you up and give you that peace and that joy that nobody, praise God, can't grab a hold of. Except they come and believe upon him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Jesus is the best thing that ever happened in this world.
Yes.
And people today is rejecting him, turning him away. And people, friends, don't like to hear that man called Jesus. They hate him without a cause. They put him away. Hallelujah. But praise God, there's power. They deliver.
Yes.
They save in grace. In the powerful name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And if it's for him, praise God, everybody that died would have died lost.
Amen.
And you and I would be dead in our sins if it hadn't been for somebody that loved us. I'm going to read just a little bit here in Philippians tonight. Been in it a day or two, service or two. Praise God. Still, I can't get over. Sometimes, you know, you read it all the way through. Sometimes you're reading back through it again. And it's just like that it reaches out and gets a hold of you. Praise God, and begin to stir in your heart.
Amen.
Praise God, begin to stir that anointing that the Lord has put within you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. As I read now, just I've read it, I don't know how many times, and have not paid very much attention to it. Praise God, because the Spirit and just really grabbed me. But I was reading a verse one day this week, and man, I'll tell you, a very short verse, praise God, with about seven words in it, I guess, one verse, but it jumped out and grabbed a hold of me through the Spirit and the power of God. And man, I tell you, praise God, if we ever are, was in a world today, it's all about their self, and it's all about me, and it's all about the things around the mind of your life. But it ain't all about me.
Amen.
It ain't all about you. It ain't all about read it here just in a little bit. I'm going to read over here in the third chapter of Philippians. And he began to talk. Paul did. And he said, brother, be fathers together of me. Hallelujah. Now we all know who Paul was. Praise God when his name was Saul, how he persecuted the church, how but the Lord struck him down on the road to the mat. And man, I'll tell you, he brought people down since to him and said, praise God, and give them understanding and give them a mind, praise God, how to serve the Lord. But Paul was persecuting the churches and wasting people, having them killed. I've done away with him. But the Lord got a hold of him. My Lord. And when he came, praise God, when God spoke, I praise God and told Ananias to go there. I ended the way called straight. Poor Saul's head. Said he's over there praying. He's so afraid to go. He said that man is a persecutor of the church. Listen, he's got warrants. And he's down here to arrest people and haul them off the prison. But God said, go. He's a praying. He's a chosen vessel for me. And that's when he and Paul Saul was at. Praise God. And told him the Lord sent me over here. And when he prayed for him, the Bible said scales fell off of his eyes. Man, I'll tell you, these people out there tonight, they need the scales got off of their eyes. We need to see who Jesus is. We need to see what the Holy Ghost fire, what the Word of God means. It's life to me and you. It's health to you and me. It's strength to you and I. It's a whole of it, heaven. Praise God. For eternity. And for evermore. The people rejects everything that we need. My Lord. John told him. He said, take this little book and eat it up. But we need to eat it. Oh, it's health to our soul. It's health to our body. Praise God. It'll give life where you die, man. It'll give life to you. It'll give joy and peace. I tell you, hallelujah. If we'll eat of the word and live by the word,
amen.
You'll pick us up higher than we've ever been. Paul said here, follow me.
Yes.
We need to take up the cross.
Amen.
He said there in another scriptures, as I follow Christ. Hallelujah. Lord, it's all right to trail right behind my brothers and sisters. As long as they stay in the book. As long as they stay in the Word of God. But Lord, I'm here to tell you how the Bible says for me and you. I study how to show ourselves approvable unto God. Not unto man, but unto God. Hey, praise God. Because, brother, I'll tell you, if we're following man a lot of times, and I'd like to say, I've been around a lot of brothers. I've been following their footsteps. Hallelujah, I can follow them. They're the following Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And that's great. If we got somebody that we fall right in our wind. Somebody said, where was that? I believe it, Brother Ron. It ain't that we're following man, we're following people. But we're following the Lord. And we're all going the same way. But I'm here to tell you tonight, ain't one way into heaven. My Lord. Lord. And that's through Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, that my Lord that died on the cross of Calvary, the road on that third day, and said, I'm alive, and because I live, pray God you can have life and have it more abundantly. You follow him, it'll lead you right into heaven.
Yes,
we all go on the same way.
Right.
We need to build each other up in the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
We need to look somebody in the eye and say, have faith in God.
Yes.
I believe the scriptures. Hallelujah. I believe the word of God.
Yes.
And I'm here to tell you, the Lord still got all power.
Yes.
And if I can believe the word of God said, all things is possible unto them. I'm healed. If I believe, and when you come to him, you got to come to him. And when you come to him, you've got to believe that he is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus said, when you seek me with all your heart, you can find me. I'll be not far away from him. For he ought to be right there, right at the touch and the tip of our fingers. At any time, we can reach out through the feelings of our infirmities and we can touch him. I don't have to pray a half a day. My Lord, all I got to do is pray and believe on him, and he's able and he's well able to meet our needs according to his riches and glory.
Praise God.
They've come to hear.
Yes.
Hearing for the word of God. But Paul said, hallelujah, it's going to get a little tight, a little rough along the way. Hallelujah. But still, it's the word of God. He said, brother, being fathers together of me, being fathers together, just joining. Man, I'll tell you what, ever been a time people need to join together. We need to link together, hand in hand. Every child of God across this world needs to believe, needs to stand, joining together, any two is touching and agreeing. But Paul said, brother, praise God, all the fathers together of me, father. He's a father in the Lord. We're joining together and we're following the Lord. All right there with him. But it gets a little bit tighter. And he said, following me. And he said, mark them which walk so as you have us for an example. Hold on, we need some examples. We need some church folks. We need some Jesus filled. Hallelujah. People today, Jesus laid down the footsteps of the past. My Lord. And then the word of God say, search out the old paths, and which is a good way. And when you find them ways, walk in them. Hallelujah. But brother, there's some. My Lord is out there. Praise God, claiming. Everybody claiming to be this. Oh, I'm Holy Ghost filled. I'm spiritual. I'm claiming. The Paul said, you've got us for his example. How How do you know Jesus was with them boys? I know Peter couldn't stand. I know Paul was a persecutor of the church by the men and women. Hauled them off to prison. But I know they the light shined down on him. And he fell to the ground. And he heard a voice. Said, Saul, why persecuted by me? And he said, who are thou, Lord? Praise God. He said, Jesus of Nazareth, my Lord, whom thou persecute, are you persecuting? If we're not with him, we're against him. Hallelujah. If we're not walking with him, we're walking with the devil and the things of this world. We're living in pleasure and malice and full of ungodly. The Lord, I'll tell you, if we've been born again, got the Spirit and got Christ in us, we ought to walk godly and holy in this present generation above who we shine and light to the Lord and the world. See Jesus.
Yes.
You and I.
Praise God.
And all people. Hallelujah. He loves us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Mark them which walk so. Hallelujah. Look at them. See if they're walking according to the word of God.
Amen.
If they're we're followers. Hallelujah. Really, I didn't know that the Lord set up so many churches. Hallelujah. And I find it here in the Word of God where many people rose up all down through the Bible. My Lord, they set up this church. They set up that church. But to me, and they got different ways. They got different ideas. And so they walk. And so they do. Hallelujah. My brother, they rearranged God's word. They changed it. They made it. They took away from it. Hallelujah. I'm going to hit on it all back. But Paul said, as a wise master builder, I laid the foundation and another builder upon. But let every man take heed, my Lord. I feel the Holy Ghost of God tonight. Let every man take heed how he builds thereupon. Brother, I'm telling you, ain't no other foundation that a man can lay. Rather, that is laid. And that foundation, you tell me out there, friends, what is that foundation? My Lord, I'm about to get carried away. It's Jesus, glory to God, the way into the holies of holies, the way into the presence of the Almighty God, for the anointing of God. For the Spirit. I know one way you get in to the holies of holies. That is if you're holy. If you've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. We go in to the holies. I'm talking about into the presence of an Almighty God. We'll live forever and forevermore.
Yes.
It's so. Some. Walks us away. Hallelujah. Mark them. What did he say?
Yes.
Put a mark on them. Hallelujah. If they don't follow.
Amen.
And follow the word of God.
Come on.
Brother, I'll tell you. He set up one way. The apostles come. They laid down the plan of salvation.
Yes.
They preached Jesus Christ. Him being the chief.
Yes.
The head of the corner. And said, my Lord, Lord, there ain't no salvation in no other.
Amen.
And then only, they didn't only tell him, but God backed it up.
Amen.
Jesus backed it up.
Yes.
By the word, and by miracles, and by signs.
Yes.
and wonders. Not only did they raise the dead to try to get it through people's minds. My Lord, what kind of a Jesus we're serving. Praise God. Old Peter told the lame man, children, God, I don't have none. I told people won't anymore. Money, money, money. But they ain't gonna get you to heaven. Hallelujah. You can give all the money you can and will to these preachers. I think that's going to pay you way in. I've got news for you. Praise God, all you're going to be is empty pockets. It will buy your way into heaven. It will take you to heaven. Praise God. Lord, I tell you, ain't nothing matter. I was helping people. I would preach sound doctrine and the word of God. But man, he said, no live that labor among you that we believe in the church and set up on the morning of Pentecost is a real church. Brother, it is a genuine church. Praise God, it has power and signs and miracles.
Thank you, Jesus.
Start it out. Establish him a church.
Hallelujah.
Church of God. He says, feed the church of God, which I purchased with my own blood. What was that church? At that church, praise God, where the boys went back into that upper room.
Yeah.
Jesus told them what to do, didn't he? He said, don't depart out of Jerusalem, but says you tarry there till you be endued with power from on high. They went back in that upper room. What were they looking for? Then Jesus was gone. They no longer could follow him beside. He went up in a cloud out of glory, out of this world into glory. And they struck stuff by as he went up. And even the angel spoke to them, had come to them in white of pearl, and said, why do you boys, why do you men of Galilee gauge you to heaven? Said that same Jesus, not another, but the same Jesus you see go away, that he's coming again in a like manner as you've seen him go. Well, he said, go depart, go back to Jerusalem and tarry. Till you be endued with what? With power from on high. He said, I'm going to send you another comforter. They went back in that upper room. My Lord, they was looking for the promise where they had gathered together. Hallelujah. And it said, suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the house where they was assembled together at. And the word said, hallelujah, praise God, a sound from heaven as a rushing wind, and it sat upon each of them, and they spake with other tongues as the Spirit give the utterance. And man, some standing around said, boy, them boys is drunk on new wine. Hallelujah, did they do it? Sure they did. And man, I said, old Peter stood up and said, these ain't drunk as you suppose them to be. They ain't been drinking. They ain't high on nothing. Praise God, but said this is what was prophesied. 100 years old Joel prophesied and said, God said, in the last days, I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters, praise God, is going to prophesy. Old men going to dream dreams. Young men going to see visions. Upon your servants and your handmaids, God said, in those days, I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all flesh.
Thank you, Lord.
What happened to that?
Thank you.
We took off after man.
Come on.
Quit following God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm going to drop down here one more time. I preached it Tuesday night. I ain't got over it yet. But in the second chapter of Philippians, down about verse 21. Hallelujah. He looked at me a little sideways. But nevertheless, that's what Paul and them said.
Yeah.
Chapter 2, Philippians 2 and 21. For all seek their own. For all seek their own. Not the things that are Jesus Christ.
Right.
You think about that a minute. For all seek their own. Not the things of Jesus Christ. Not the things which are Jesus Christ. People seek their own ways.
Amen.
And their own things. And I'm all about this and all about that.
Come on.
But my Lord,
thank
I'm telling you, people are living it up when they're out here in the world.
Yes.
Rejoicing in this, rejoicing in that.
Come on.
Satisfied and pleasing their own self and pleasing the flesh.
Yeah.
But come on now. But when we get in the house of God, where the praises need to go up at, where the glory and the power of God needs to come down, where Paul said to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God.
Yes.
We're set there.
Come on.
And I could say, and I will, like Stephen said, we've stiffened our neck.
Mm-hmm.
We've hardened our heart.
Come on.
We resisted. Come on now.
Come on.
He said, you're resisting the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
As your forefathers did.
Come on.
Even so are you.
Amen.
Well, what's people doing when we all about ourselves?
Come on.
And not about the things of God. We're resisting the Spirit.
Amen.
You know the way to get the Spirit to move, and I know you know more about it than I do. But the way to get the Spirit is a movement. You may enter into the house. You don't feel like doing nothing.
Glory to God.
You don't feel like raising your hands. You don't feel like singing.
Come on.
Preacher don't feel like preaching. But when you begin to do it, somebody begin to come to hell, start singing Amazing Grace.
Amen.
How sweet the sound. You see people took it to their heart.
Yes.
And they'd start raising their hands.
Amen.
Their minds would go up.
Thank you, Jesus.
And their spirit would begin to reach out.
Yes.
And in a minute,
glory to God.
Somebody was crying, tears flowing down their eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And it come from a few tears into a rejoice.
Yes.
And from a rejoice into a shout.
Glory to God.
And when it did, the Spirit and the power of God would fill the house.
Amen.
Sinners would run to the altar.
Amen.
Because there's a drawn spirit fall down. And if we went about ourselves,
come on.
If we went all about the things of ourselves,
amen.
But about the things of the Lord.
Yes.
The Spirit would fill the house.
Amen.
Because we're here in God's house giving Him glory, giving Him praise, giving it all. Woo! Thank you, Lord. You fired me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Another week.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I was thinking, Gary Martin. Somebody pulled out in front of him. He could have died right there. He was cut. He was a bleeding. They had a little hard time getting him stopped from bleeding. But God moved. They called, said, pray. Gary's a bleeding back.
Thank you, Jesus.
When I called back and got word, the blood.
Thank you, Lord.
Somebody quoted the scripture.
Yeah.
When I passed by and included in his own blood.
Yeah.
But said and done, and the word of God did, can live.
Yeah.
Yeah, I say unto you. Live, live.
Yes.
God don't lie.
Yes, amen.
But yet, we're about ourselves.
Come on.
I can't get over that verse. It burns, sister, in my mind. Day and night, it's burning my heart.
Yeah.
For all seek their own, not which are Jesus Christ. All about self.
Amen.
Forgot about God. Hallelujah. We got to get back.
Yes.
To worshiping him.
Amen.
In spirit and in truth. From going off. Hallelujah. Mark them which walk so as you have us. Paul said, you've got us. We're setting patterns.
Come on.
And we're setting examples.
Amen.
A boy heard Paul preaching, and Paul continued a long time in preaching till one sitting in the window and fell out of the window and broke his neck, right?
Yes.
What did Paul do? He went down where he was at and picked him up.
Amen.
Embraced him and brought him back alive.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
And praise God, went on back in and continued preaching on to the break of day.
Yes.
Brother, we forget too much what the Lord has done for us.
Amen.
We forget.
Thank you, Jesus.
Woo! We forget, my God, we was lost.
Yes.
But somebody, there was a hand-reached Father there.
Yes.
Then I can reach. We forget about them times.
Yes.
Maybe we were sick. And maybe on our way out.
Amen.
But the Lord spoke.
Yes.
We forget about the time somebody prayed for you and me.
Amen.
And God here.
Yes.
What do you mean?
Lord.
We forget. We forget to give Jesus the praise and the glory.
Mom.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And the love that he bestowed upon.
Amen.
We forget where our help comes from.
Amen.
I'm saying it to the lost. He's right there.
Yes.
He's right there. You want a Savior?
Glory to God.
Jesus is he.
Yes.
He's the one. But Paul said,
thank you, Lord.
So as you have us for an example.
Yes.
And brother, I tell you, we aren't, I'm going to say it, been on my mind a while. Because people won't lift up the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Maybe the reason our lost people ain't coming in.
Yep.
Oh, they said, if I'll be lifted up from this earth, and you know he's raised up between the heavens and the earth and died on the cross. But we got to lift him up.
Amen.
Spiritual. And the Spirit of the Lord will move.
Amen.
And he'll draw people.
Yes, he will.
In.
Thank you.
If we'll lift him up.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Tell somebody.
Thank you, Lord.
But Paul said, and we are an example, ain't we?
Yes.
Are we not setting patterns?
Thank you, Jesus.
For the younger generation.
Amen.
I thought, my Lord, when all these older people dies off, come on, when your elders all dies, the Holy Ghost-filled preachers all dies out, what are we going to have left?
Right.
What's it going to be in the house of God? People's already turned God's house into a playhouse.
Come on.
Praise God, the house of merchandise.
Yep.
Jesus said, don't you know that my house must be called of all men, or all nations, a house of prayer? But we turned it into a playhouse, a devil's house. God's house is God's house.
Yes.
And it needs to be referenced as God's house.
Amen.
We need to show, set patterns and examples for the... I'm sitting there. I'm setting an example. Sure, dead example.
Amen.
We need to present Jesus alive.
Yes.
My God ain't dead, he's yours.
No. Amen.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
We ain't serving a dead Savior.
No.
We don't need to present deadness. God don't no longer have praises and burnt offerings and sacrifices. But he said, present yourself holy and acceptable unto God.
Amen.
The friend that's out there. The children of darkness.
Is
a growing and being multiplied day by day.
Amen.
Mark them which walk so as you have us for an example. We're not walking according to this book right here. We need to put a mark on people. They ain't walking. The church ain't walking and living like that early church did. Walking in the Spirit. Hallelujah. The church was established on the morning of Pentecost, and they left out there full of the power of God.
Yes. Praise God.
Friend, I tell you, we got to be full of it.
Amen.
What happened? I mean, that in church you used to walk in, they start singing a little bit more.
Amen.
It break loose.
Yes.
People start screaming, shouting. Rejoicing, praising the Lord, giving God glory, and get up, walk all over the house with their arms up and praising God. Some would run the banshees, praise God, could run them back and forth, because the Spirit of the Lord was upon them.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Old man down in the Baptist church, down in Georgia, he heard me preach. Want me to come down, hold a revival. I said, well, sure. We got down there. Praise God. Brother, and I'll tell you what, God come down. Powerful way. He received the Lord. He received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He took down outside up them benches on top of us, going from one to the other. Come back up the other side. Made it round around the pulpit. Jumped up in my arms. Praise God, me and him both went down on the bench. But he said, I ain't never felt nothing like it or compared to what the Lord done for me here tonight.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
He said he got over on top of the house. Praise God, all them men was covering his house. He got to preaching, got happy, and got to shout.
God.
They said, we made sure he's going to fall off and kill himself. But God will take care of people that will obey him.
Amen.
So he said, we have false in. Men have us for an example. Praise God to walk as we walk. As you have us for an example, now listen, for many, hallelujah, I didn't know it was going this long, for many walk of whom I have told you often, and they'll tell you, even weeping. Praise God, I'm telling you that many walks whom I've told you often to tell you, praise God, even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. Many. You think that they were in that day. Church hadn't been going long. But you think that Paul said, I'll tell you even weeping.
Yeah.
That many, they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. Think how many more they are out there tonight that's enemies.
Yeah.
again the cross of Christ.
Amen.
Don't believe in Jesus. But you ought to set an example and a pattern.
Amen.
And lay down the past. And them boys out early church carried the cross.
Yes.
And lifted up the name of Jesus in word or deed or whatever they do.
Yes.
They've done it in the name of Jesus.
Yes. Amen.
To give him glory and praise and honor to other people could see and know there's one Lord, there's one faith, there's one baptism, and we're all baptized into one body.
Praise God.
Somebody told me sometime back 16,000 different churches believe. Well, they may be. I don't know about that. But I do know one thing. But the Lord ain't coming but out of one church.
Amen.
One church, one been born again. You don't get it by having a change of mind. You don't get it by joining the church building or church congregation. You're born into the church of the living God. By the Spirit and by the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
And you are made to be an overcomer.
Amen.
But some walks.
Yes.
So, as you have us for an example. And may I tell you, even weeping, that they are enemies on the cross. Think how many more there are today who did. Is what? Is destruction. Can't hardly see it. Whose God is their vantage. And whose glory is in their shame. Who minds earthly things.
Come on.
The Lord ain't got their minds on God.
Amen.
Who minds earthly things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to come back down here. And read this too. In 21. For all, he said, this ain't me talking.
Amen.
It's Paul. For all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ.
Right.
Seeking their own.
Mm-hmm.
My way. Well, friend, it ain't my way.
Amen.
It ain't your way.
Right.
It ain't your pastor, your preacher's way. If his ways don't correspond to this King James Version of the blessed Word of God.
Come on.
It won't work.
Amen.
You try to climb up any other way, same as a thief and a robber. And you know no thieves, no robbers
right.
is going into heaven.
Amen.
Blessed, I said it the other night, and I'll say it again. Blessed are the pure in heart,
yes.
for they shall see God.
Yes.
I'm going to read on just a little bit. Won't come to close. None went over. Hallelujah. Shame. Who minds earthly things? Whose conversation is in? These are the ones that sent help. From whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ,
yes.
who shall change our vile bodies.
Yes. Amen.
That it may be fashioned like unto his glory. Woo! His glorious
Thank
body.
Thank you.
He's bringing us home
yes.
into perfection.
Amen.
Praise God till time. He'll come and he'll change our vile bodies. In his glorious body. And we'll put on new life.
Yes.
New body. And live. And live forevermore.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
I ain't got time, but I'll pick up the next time on the remains of this. Gets deeper.
Thank you, Jesus.
As we look back through the Word of God. Gets deeper. Closer. Straighter. Jesus said straight. is a gate, and ours a way, leads to heaven. Broad is the road that leads to destruction. You can live any kind of a life. Oh, you can say you're a Christian. But there's more to it than saying you're a Christian. And I said it the other night, I'll say it again. If you're a Christian, you're Christ-like.
Amen.
You're walking pure.
Yes.
Holy. Praise God. You're not loving and walking after the things of this world.
Amen.
You're in it, but you're not of it.
Right.
You don't mix up in it. You don't be partakers of other men's sins. Praise God, because you've been chosen. Apart, set apart for the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ambassadors, hallelujah, to present Jesus Christ unto this lost and dying world. Church, he loves you people out there tonight. Wants to save you. Wants to give you a home in heaven.
Yeah.
Man, I can't get over it. How that he suffered and all that he went through with for you and I to have what we got tonight, this peace and this joy.
Amen.
And the best is yet to come. This ain't nothing.
Amen.
I like to get in the Spirit and feel the Spirit of God. Praise God and how the Lord's a blessing and moving in a mighty way. Then we've got to go back and face the forces of the devil.
Amen.
But one day in a while, brother, Jesus comes, going to lay hold on that old man called the devil, Satan.
Amen.
Test him into the bottom of the pit.
Yes.
Going to shed him up, seal him up, and he'll be there forever in eternity in hell. And all the wicked dead is going to go there. Even all liars, he said, I have their part in the lake of fire. But Jesus come to redeem us. As Tim gets ready to come and sing, and praise God. But Jesus loves you. Pray much. Pray for me. Praise God. Let's pray one for another. Let's do our very best to hold up the name of Jesus. Praise God. Go right ahead.
Thank you, Jesus.
With the veil of deep and written, and the words have all been penned, and you've heard the Spirit calling through some old sacred hill. In the valley of decision, tell me, friend, what will you do? If life has any choices, eternity has been.
Yes, hallelujah.
This world and all its pleasure will soon be passed away. The final invitation could be going out today. You're standing at the crossroads, and the Savior's calling you. This life has many choices, eternity has two. The straight and narrow way leads to life, the broad way down below. What would it profit to gain the world and lose your merry soul?
Yeah.
Tomorrow is another Our days on earth are few. This love has many choices. Eternity has been. This love has many choices. Eternity has been.
Brother Billy?
Yeah.
We appreciate everybody. Go ahead.
Amen.
Come on in and tell us who you are and where you're at.
This is Brother Billy Keeler calling from Thornhill Full Gospel Church. Praise the Lord. Hope everybody's well.
Praise the Lord. Go ahead. Praise the Lord.
Well, I want to start out by saying I love the Lord and thank him for everything he's done. He's worthy of all his praises. He's the great I am. He's a miracle worker, and he's anything we need, you know. And we can't do nothing without him. I don't see how some people can live without him. They say they got him, but their life don't show it. If you got a light in you, it's going to shine one way or another. But if
Amen.
You ain't, you're going to be in darkness. And people see that darkness. And that's the Bible that they see sometimes. They don't pick one up and read it, but they see the Bible in you and me and everybody else. Praise God. And,
yeah. I believe it.
Talking about Matthew 25 here, the 10 virgins, and the 5 was wise and 5 was foolish, but you know, nowadays it's getting like there's only not even 10% wise, 90% foolish, because they lost their wisdom in God. They lost their wisdom because they got jealous, and they said, the Lord ain't done nothing for me, so they want to go back into the world, and they tell them, and they're blindsided about it. The devil will paint you a pretty picture sometimes, but if you ain't got enough of knowledge and wisdom, will look beyond that picture and see what lies ahead for you. You want to fall into a ditch, praise God. But if you got the wisdom of God, he'll give you the vision to look behind that pretty picture. The devil painted you pretty picture, you know. He'll let you look and see what tragedy is up ahead, but you got to have the knowledge and wisdom like these 10 virgins. 5 of them was 5, was wise, and 5 was foolish. And 5 of them took a whole lot of oil in their lamp because, hey, know that it's going to be a war. It might be a war, you know. And sometimes years ago, we used to have church.
6 or 7 hours
at a time. But, you know,
we got to hold on to that.
Five wise and the five foolish. They didn't take no oil.
They played the realm.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Am I echoing there?
No. No, I'm sorry.
I am here.
Yeah, we hear you.
Okay. But you know, he said,
if the wise men
would watch and say
and look out for the watchman, the one the devil comes and takes his house.
You know, sometimes
in the middle of the night,
my sugar gets real low,
and it wakes me up,
lets me know
I need to do something.
And praise God, I first think the Lord's awakened me up, then I knew something about my sugar getting low. But you know, praise God, he said, I'll give you more knowledge and wisdom. You have not knowledge and wisdom, because why? They don't ask for it no more. They say they need all the wisdom and knowledge of the world. That's what they do, and they're living down here in the world. Some of them, I even heard some of them say that you know, God don't exist, because we try to get close to him, and he wouldn't have nothing to do with us. And I said, but you didn't believe in him hard enough. You got to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, through faith, he can do all things. It's impossible with man, praise God. But if you want to be knowledge, but if you want to have the knowledge and wisdom of the Lord Jesus Christ, all you got to do is ask him for it, and he will give you a spiritual vision like he did Joseph. He had vision, and he was interpreter of visions, praise God, of dreams. And it astonished all the kings and everybody. It's like with Daniel, you know, he was interpreter of dreams. Oh, they didn't like it, but he told them anyway, praise God. He didn't back down. He told them each and every one exactly what it's going to be like. And people, the reason they get mad at you, sometimes when the Lord gives you a message to tell them, the reason they don't get mad at you, praise God, is because they say, you're telling us how this says the Lord, but they don't have enough of knowledge and wisdom in God to accept it. So they get mad about it. They turn it around on you. But, you know, I don't care sometimes. I've been on both sides of it. And one time I rejected somebody telling me that I need to get my house in order. But they was laying out 6 months at a time. They wasn't paying no offers. They wasn't coming on special occasions. And I told them, I said, I don't believe that. And they said, why don't you don't believe that? I said, because your house is in a lot worse shape than mine is. I said, at least I do miss a Sunday here and the other because I was working. But I don't think God was, I think God was talking to you to straighten your house up. But say they don't want it to acknowledge it. Sometimes it's for them. They want to put it off on somebody else. And, but, you know, sometimes it's God just don't do that. Sometimes when I get a vision or a dream, sometimes I first examine myself with that. And then I pray about it. Then the Lord, if it's for me, fine, I have to swallow it and I have to find the root of the problem. And then, but if it's somebody else, he'll let me know who it is so I can deliver the message to him. But it ain't my message. I believe in prophecy. And I believe in being prophesied to. I believe in speaking in tongues. Praise God. A lot of them don't even believe in that, because the only tongue they believe in is that wagon tongue. And they want to spread rumors in the church. They don't want to talk about one another. They don't want to talk about Jesus no more. They want to, when they get up and testify, they don't even know how to do that. They've not got enough wisdom for that. The first thing they start at, well, let me tell you what the devil's done to me. But I don't care what the devil's done to you. But praise God, every time you do that, you're lifting him up, praise God. You're supposed to be lifting the Jesus up. Not lifting him up, praise God, because he's going to stumble. He's going to trip you up, praise. He's going to take you further than what you want to go. And he'll keep you longer than you want to stay. And you don't, you got much money now, he'll strip you of your banking account and everything else, praise God. But Jesus said, hold on, my child. Believe in me, also believe in the Father. And nobody fools with his children, praise God. Have you got the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart? And then we were born of God's little children, praise God. And his vision and his wrath, they provoke God many a times, like in the wilderness. When when they led them out of Egypt, praise God, Moses did. They come against God and they go to the but the earth swallowed a bunch of them up. And I believe in my heart by the time they got 40 years ago, the ones that dropped and complained, they was all them being took out of the way, you know. And then there's the new people, the younger people, and they got to see the promised land, praise God. But they all the time provoking them. God asked them, say, why do you keep provoking me? They don't have enough of their wisdom. They said, well, you got your ear open. You got a complaint or something. But that ain't what God heard. God said, if you need anything, ask it in Jesus' name, praise God. Ask and you shall receive. But don't ask wavering, praise God. He won't hear you if you're wavering. You got to make your mind up. And another thing I learned through the years, when I've been going to church, people say, they'll get on the altar and they'll cry and they say, Lord, save my children, Lord. Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes, God, I'll turn them over to you. Well, they might get in jail or something. They'll go and pawn their house title, car title, and get their children out. That's wavering right there. If you're going to let God have it, let God have it. Praise God. And that's the way the world is today, praise God. They say it with their mouth, but their heart is far from it. They don't got enough knowledge and wisdom. And sometimes, you know, if you go to court or something, and you ain't got the money to hire a lawyer, and I've done that too, praise God. But I didn't need a lawyer, because it was kicked out of court, and what they was bringing him, and what they was bringing me to court for was foolish. But the judge I had, he was a Christian himself. He was a Jesus Christ worshiper. He believed in God, and he knew exactly where I went to church at, and he knew my life, most of it. So I didn't need no lawyer because God bear witness with him and me, praise God, and he kicked it out of court. You know, that's just the God that was served. And God will never let you down. We let God down, and then somebody say, I wish God would come by here and pick me up, you know, lift me up. We got to look at ourselves and say, Lord, where did I leave you at? Did I leave you in the closet? Did I leave you in the trunk of the car? Lord, where you at? But they don't realize that they were the one that lost him. He's not lost. He knows exactly where he's at. And we don't even know where we're at sometimes. I've seen them come into churches sometimes, and they'll sit there and talk all through the service. But their little ears will catch one thing that the preacher says, and that one little thing, they'll catch it. And they'll use it the wrong way, and they'll get puffed up at the preacher because they said that one word. But the whole time they shouldn't have been talking or playing on the phone. They shouldn't have been paying attention. And that's why every time when I go to church, I do my best not to get up and go to the bathroom or nothing else because, hey, I may miss some of the crumbs that falls off the table. And if I can get just some of the crumbs, you know, I would be happy. I would went back home with more than what I had come with. And it's up to us, you know, sometimes if we want God, we got to live God, we got to ask God, we got to talk to Jesus Christ, and if nothing else, Lord, thank you for waking me up this morning, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for healing my body, Lord. They say, well, I'm sorry, a lot of them said, you know, the Lord made these doctors to heal you, but the Lord also made the doctors, the Lord had the doctors give them all the reasons to help you until God healed you. Praise God. And God is a healer. Jesus Christ, he said, these things I've done, greater things you can do. But where's their knowledge and wisdom at? Where they get to learning that? And a lot of days, and most times, you know, that a lot of them is pimping the Bible. And they say, what? Like Brother Willie said, they're pimping the Bible. They're using the Bible for their gain. They're selling oil. They're selling holy water. They're writing their own books and taking verses and things out of the Bible and writing their own books. Praise God. But, you know, they say, If I want someone to know that Jesus Christ, I would point them to the right book and say, put down them magazines. Put down that false Bible and get the King James Version, praise God. Get one, they say, we can't understand it. I said, but get God in your heart. Get Jesus in your heart. And he will give you the knowledge and wisdom and the love, because that's what it is, a love letter. And when he does that, you will learn, you'll know what he's talking about, because it's spiritually written, it's spiritually understood. And if you ain't got the Spirit of God, you're not going to understand it. Praise God. Then they run to the world, and somebody else is a backslider or something, to try to get you. Bam. That's the wrong thing to do, praise God. Because some of them, you don't know it, that God turned over to a reprobated mind and let them do what they want. To. But you know, I hate to go that far. A lot of them has, though. But I don't want to. I seen my grandpa like that before he passed away, and I don't want to see that again, because that's a terrible sight just by itself, praise God. But if we hold on to Jesus Christ, we take enough oil. When we go, well, sometimes, like I say, we go to tent revivals, praise God, and some of them say, oh, how long is it going to last? He said, well, the Spirit of God gets over with. Hope it's going to be a couple of hours. I may have to leave better than that. And he said, well, you leave if you want to. You're free to do so, but you'll probably miss your blessing. Praise God, because, you know, about the time we get up and walk out, that's when God has got something for you. They'll wait right there to the very last. Because sometimes they'll get impatient, and the devil says, get out of here, because they want to brainwash you and get on up out of here. You don't need to belong in here. But praise God, you know that's about the time that God's going to move in your life. And they get up and they run from that, praise God. And then they get mad at God for not doing nothing for them. But he said, hold on, my child. Just a little bit longer, you know. Jesus was 4 days late with Lazarus, praise God. But he said he's only sleeping, praise God. They said, if you'd been here, he wouldn't live. Jesus said, he is alive. And they said, well, you know, they're stinking by now. Jesus said, I told you, I am the resurrection. They were not comprehending what he's telling them, praise God. Mark and Murray, you know. But they seen in later what he was talking about when he said, Lazarus come forth. And you know, Lazarus come from that tomb. You know, Lazarus was, you know, it was 4 days late, but praise God, Lazarus comes back from the grave. And, you know, back raised from the dead, you know. And there was this one time that this little woman had buried her son, the only one she had. It was a funeral procession, and Jesus walked by, and he looked and seen that woman's heart, and he touched the casket, praise God, and he said, come alive, and boy, come back to life that was in the casket, praise God. That's the kind of the God we serve. That's the kind of God. He sees our heart. We don't have to ask him sometimes, but we got to have him in our heart for him to see what we need. If we got the Lord Jesus Christ in our heart, all we got to do is just hold on to it. Don't let it go. And don't let nobody talk you out of your glorious blessing, you know. We got our ticket punched, and we're on the way to heaven, praise God. We got the Lord in our life. We've been serving the Lord all these years, and I've come back. I've come too far to turn back now, and I do need some more knowledge and wisdom. We all should be learning every day of what God can do for us, praise God, because he said, I've got more laid up in the storehouse than you could ever imagine, praise God. But he's got more blessings than we can count, praise God. And you know, that's what we got to do. We got to keep on and keep it on. We got to live in this earthly bodies, and we got to do a little something, praise God. But once we get through these bodies, even with two places, we're doing that to heaven and hell. And I don't want to go to that hot place because I can't stand the heat. I want to go up there to heaven, praise God. I've had dreams about it, and I've read in the Revelation what it's like, you know, praise God. And, you know, sometimes I would just like to walk barefooted, you know, on that street of gold, praise God. And I want to hear him say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Come on in. Rest a little while, praise God. But, you know, we got to have knowledge and wisdom, Sister Betty, to get us there. We got to have knowledge and wisdom when the Lord gives us the scripture. Don't go to the Bible with your mind then made up of what you believe it says. That's what's wrong with them today. They'll have their mind made up, and the Lord can't show them nothing. You know, that's why they don't understand it. They said, I don't believe the Bible means it that way, but I'm going to read it anyway. I don't believe it don't mean it that way. But, you know, that's what it messed up at. You got to have an open mind when you read the Bible. That's how you understand it. That's how you get knowledge and wisdom. You got to have Jesus on your mind. You're going to have to, hey, I understand what he's telling me, praise God. And that's what we got to do. We got to have knowledge and wisdom, anything in this world. People said, oh, I don't have much faith, you know, but it don't take much faith. Faith is just a little obedience, like a mustard seed. Faith goes a long way. But, you know, faith without works is dead. You got to have faith all day long. Amen. We're talking about these five virgins, the foolish didn't take enough oil in them lamps, and I was meditating on this, and the Lord let me see that they're the ones that this lays out a church. And they'll say, oh, stand in prayer line for me. I mean, stand in prayer line, the Lord will bless me some more. Why is God going to bless you when you're not even serving him? But this is what I'm trying to get at right here. I stood in line for many people. They were children of God, though, and they would be real sick, and I would stand in prayer line for them, and God would heal them, and if I was sick, he would heal me too, praise God. That's the kind of God we serve. That's the kind of God we got to believe in. And it ain't too late for nobody, praise God. I don't care if you're a bum on the street. I don't care if you're a drug addict. I don't care if you're an alcoholic. All you got to do is get your mind on Jesus Christ in your heart, and you'll have a brand new world. You'll have a brand new life, praise God. You'll have a life that you'll see things with your eyes that you've never seen before. They say, oh, give us a sign. All they got to do if they're a child of God is open their eyes and look around and see what God has done. He made the trees. He made the wind to blow. He put the sun and the stars up in the sky. You know, he caused the rain to come down. But if you're blindsided, you can't see none of that. And then they holler, oh, Lord, give us a sign. But if he gave them a sign, they're too blind to catch it. Praise God. But, you know, it's not too late for nobody, praise God. He said, I'll be with you. I'll go with you all the way. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. But, you know, we got to hold on to that unchanging. And Jesus Christ, this is what I love. Jesus Christ, he never changes. He said, I'm here. I'm the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And you'll be even your best friend will turn your back on you sometimes, and they'll say things about you. But God, Jesus never will do that, praise God. He said, I have no respect to person, and I ain't got no better sense than to believe that. And so, you know, if you want anything from God, you know, you sit down and have your little conversation with Jesus. And many times when I was working on the job, I'd be walking down an aisle or something, go to a machine, and they say, you talking to yourself? I said, no. The other girl said, sure sound like it to me, but there's a couple of Christian ladies that said, I know who he's talking to. That's why he's happy. Some of them know what I do, but some of them didn't, making fun of me because they said I'm talking to myself. But I didn't care. I kept right on. Sometimes I would sing a song as we walked around. I mean, I had Jesus on my mind. I got him on my mind, you know, praise God. But sometimes, you know, that we got to let the world see Jesus in us, praise God. And the ones that didn't have enough oil in their lamps, praise God, they was foolish. Then when the bridegroom come, and they was all playing around like Ananias and Sapphira, praise God. Ananias and Sapphira, praise God, was playing around. They privately said they got together and they made plans about how to keep part of the money. But you see, that's the way it is today in the churches. They'll promise God this and they'll promise God that. But when you make a vow with God, you do not bust it. You do not break that vow. It's and he frowns on that stuff. And so anything that God frowns on, I don't want to do it, praise God. It was theirs up before they made a vow, but once they made a vow, and except for his wife, not theirs no more, praise God. It's like a brother was preaching a while ago, I think it was, about the people's body. You know, they do what they want to with it, but this body don't belong to them no more. They go out, and I seen a preacher not long ago on TV, and him and some of his deacons were going and getting tattoos put on their arms, and he said there wasn't nothing wrong with it. God wouldn't kill you if you got one. That thought right there alone come to my mind in the Garden of Eden when the serpent said, God ain't going to kill you. Just go ahead and eat of it. And that's what they're doing today, praise God. They're letting their guard down. They're bringing the world into the church, praise God. And there's no room for God to get in there because he is a jealous God. You are who you serve, praise God. But, you know, we got to hold on to that. We got to use our knowledge and wisdom. And sometimes we feel like we're lost and all alone. All we got to do is slow down and look in the mirror and say, Lord, are you still with me? Is something I can do? Lord, just let me know. But some of them, let their pride, they won't do that. And some of them won't even give God the time, you know. But and they won't even thank him no more for saving their life. But, you know, that's what we got to do. If we get knowledge of wisdom of the Lord Jesus Christ, we got to hold on to that unchanging hand. But you know, if we're Christians and if we can, we can help our brothers struggling along the highway. We can lift them up, pick them up, and show them the way. So come on, I'll show you the way to heaven, praise God. But some of them, they still won't have it. They say, oh, I've got better things to do. Thank the Lord for letting me get off work on Sunday so I can go to the ball game. Thank the Lord for giving my boat motor, praise God. So I can go fishing. That ain't the reason he gave you that stuff. Praise God. He gave it to you so he said you're worthy of, he likes his children to prosper. And you say, well, how come the sinners were prospering and the Christians ain't, you know, sometimes, but hey, they're going to a place that there won't be no peace. And the only peace of heaven they see is right here on this earth. But when they die, they're not going to heaven. They're going to hell. Then they're going to be miserable. Then they're going to say, Lord, Lord, how my brother or somebody to come? How come to have Lazarus come and put a drop of water on my tongue? And the Lord said, no, you wouldn't. And then they said, send Lazarus to my brothers. He said, hey, they're not going to receive one that was alive. You sure ain't going to receive one that was dead. In other words, they had their change. God gave them a change. But, you know, that's the way it is today. Every morning that we wake up, praise God. God gives everybody a chance. If you've done something wrong and you know it in your heart, don't go to sleep the next night, praise God. All you got to do is talk to the Lord Jesus Christ. All you got to do is keep your chin up. If you're children of God, just hold on to everything you got. And I ain't been able to pray. Just keep praying for me, praise God. I ain't been able to go to church for about a month here. But the Lord knows why. The Lord He's going to make a way for me to get there. Because they got a big old... they cut a hole in my foot. I stepped on something. My fault. But I know the Lord sent me a good doctor. I've got a good doctor. But first of all, I got Jesus Christ to give him knowledge and wisdom, Lord. And Jesus is the one that's healing. It's healing three times faster than they said it ought to. And the doctor don't understand that. He said, you heal fast for somebody to be a diabetic. And I said, yeah, the Lord's touching it right now, praise God. He's healing it slowly. But you know, praise God, one day, you know, if you're a true child of God, when you miss church a time or two, it's going to, you know, you're going to miss church. And you're going to find a way to get back there. Y'all just pray for me because I'm you know, I got to get back in there. I need my soul fed, praise God. I need an uplifting, praise God. I still got the Spirit of God in me, you know, but it ain't the same staying humble. Y'all just keep praying for me, praise God. And pray for each one of them out there that's lost and undone, Lord, praise God. The winos, the harlots, Lord God, touch them all, Lord. And Lord, let them know, Lord, that you have got a light. You have got a light to put in their body, Lord, that never goes out, praise God. And Lord, touch them, Lord. And there's a lot of sinner people out there that's got nice homes and everything, Lord, that you blessed them with. And showing them that you can bless them, Lord God. You can bless them more abundantly if they become your children, Lord. And I turn it back over to you, Sister Mary, and say, I love the Lord, praise God.
Hey, Brother Billy, we appreciate you coming on and obeying the Lord. Yeah, and we're praying for you, and we're believing God's going to touch your body and heal that foot.
Amen.
You'll be back in church soon.
Yeah.
Do you have any prayer requests?
Yeah, just keep touching Bonnie, my wife, her eyes. Yeah, just, you know, just keep praying for my, her pastor's real bad sick.
Okay.
I went to church with him down there for 20-something years, but he's a pastor now, and he's had two or three heart attacks, and he can't do nothing now, and he gets real sick, really. So his name is David Dix.
It's what?
David Nix. He's a pastor at Faith and Deliverance Church in Kentucky.
Okay.
Remember Brother Willie and Sister Lily? Remember our church? That,
yeah.
You know, some, we need to get out and get some members,
but right now,
you know, it's hard to do. I was thinking about going out and doing it, you know, this school the summer's over with, but you know how it is. Oh, yeah, my sister, Betty, that was in a coma for most of the year, she's talking now. She's trying to go home in a couple of months. They got that tube in her throat, but they can put a stopper over it, and she can talk to us now. She can video chat us, and she fixes. She's hoping she can get to go home in 2 months. Then Sister Shirley that lived in Savannah that's got that cancer, she gets to come home in a day or two from the hospital, and I thank each and everybody for praying for each and every one of them, and I'll turn it back over to you, Sister.
Okay, thanks for coming on, Brother Billy.
All right.
We're going to... I'm going to read these few little things here off that was sent in to me a while ago. Brother Miles is having some health problems, and that's why he's not on here tonight. Just be praying for him that God will touch him and heal him. And Ann Hagen wrote in and said to pray for her health issues, and she's got a daughter that is on hospice down here in Sweetwater. She's needing a miracle in her body. She don't get a miracle, then she won't live. So we're believing God for a miracle for her. Her name's Melissa. Linda just had surgery and unable to take care of herself, and she needs prayers. And Ann Hagen said she's got two nephews, Paul and Charles, that have cancer that need miracles. And she's got a niece, Gail, that Lila Gail, that has cancer, needs a miracle. And like Brother Billy said, remember all the ones that he was talking about. Remember Brother Willie's, all of his people in Mexico that need to be saved. And we're just going to go to the Lord in prayer and pray over all these needs and ask God to touch and meet their needs.
Yes, hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord, we just praise you and we just thank you for all that you've done on this broadcast, Lord, for what you're going to continue to do. Thank you, Lord, for the word that you gave us here tonight. And God, we just pray that people will just take heed, Lord, and get their lamps trimmed and burning, Lord, and be ready to meet you, Lord God, whenever they die. God, we're asking you to just save, heal, set free, deliver, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for all the ones on here, God, that need healing in their bodies. We pray, God, that you'll touch Brother Miles' heart, touch his blood pressure, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Pray that you'll touch Sister Ava and give her a miracle in her body. Daughter Melissa, Lord, give her that miracle that she needs. Touch Linda and give her somebody to take care of her, God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just ask you to touch Paul and Charles and touch Andrew, God, up there in the hospital. We pray, God, that you'll continue to dissolve those blood clots. We speak blood and clotting to suffer and to God in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Save his lost soul, God, in Jesus' name we pray. Save all the ones that need to be saved, Lord. We praise you and we thank you, God, for all that you've done, for what you're going to continue to do. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We pray for your people, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we ask you to touch Bonnie's pastor, Lord. Bring healing to his body so he can get out and preach again. Touch Bonnie's eyes, God, and we give you praise and glory. Touch Barnell, God, for that church down there, and Brother Willie and Sister Willie, God. Touch all the ones in Mexico, God, in the name of Jesus. We give you praise and we give you glory. Touch all the ones in Shoals Creek, all the ones in Hickory Grove, God, all around here, Lord. Touch the churches that are really trying to lift your name up, God, in the name of Jesus. We just pray that you'll just fill the doors tonight, God, and we give you praise and we give you glory, God, for what you're going to do in the name of Jesus, we pray.
Lord, save.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Our countries and our leaders, God, tonight, Lord.
In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise
thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
For your love that you bestowed upon.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. We give you all the praise and all the glory, God, for what you've done, for what you're going to continue to do.
Holy God.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. We're just going to say good night. We love y'all. God bless. And we pray that this has been a blessing to you tonight. We're just praying that the ones that don't know the Lord will, the Spirit of God will draw them and that they'll be saved before it's too late. So we just want to say good night and we love y'all and tune in next week from 6 to 8 p.m. next Thursday and we'll talk with you then. God bless.
Bye. God bless you.